Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to episode 24 of the Bob Bloom Show, sponsorship update and journeying into the classics. Today is Friday, November 1st, 2024. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary podcast devoted to PHP, published on the first of the month. My main focus is pairing PHP with serverless platforms. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes at bobbloomshow.com, episode 24. You can listen to this podcast on my website via RSS, on Spotify, on YouTube, and on YouTube Music. I have two other podcast shows. My PHP Serverless News podcast is my outlet for covering PHP Serverless, where I can talk about news, vendors, and projects, and keep an eye out on industry trends. Published on the 15th of the month, definitely have an expanded schedule in mind. My Bob Bloom Interviews is pending sponsorship, where I will be interviewing people involved with PHP Serverless. Last month, I talked about my hitting a wall with PHP FPM and about the Laravel venture funding. This month, I want to talk about where I am with my PHP Serverless project sponsorship, about where I am with PHP FPM, and I have an article just about venture funding in general that I want to reference. I am thrilled and frankly somewhat relieved that there is progress with sponsorship of my PHP Serverless project sponsorship. I did two things that I had not done previously last month. One was to do a lightning talk about my PHP Serverless project at my recent PHP Toronto meetup. And I talked about a trio of people, in person about sponsorship. I want to do an umbrella sponsorship, that is, a single sponsorship supporting a bunch of things, podcasts, FOSS, freely available runtimes and guides. The usual way it's done is that each thing is sponsored individually, and I fear that this umbrella approach would not be well received, and I let this fear get the better of me, and I hesitated for a long time in seeking sponsorship. I know I want to do a lot, the scope is huge, it's crazy huge, and I feared pushback, and I let this fear get the better of me. Sponsorships are designed to be open-ended. The more money, the better, but not me. My sponsorship is capped. The number of sponsors is capped. The aggregate sponsorship amount is capped. And this is weird, and people do not like weird. So naturally, I hesitated big time in pursuing my weird sponsorship, the exact same sponsorship I'm pursuing right now. So what did happen last month? My fundamental premise that PHP Serverless, not being covered, but deserves to be covered, is generally accepted. My general approach to this is pointing out that PHP is not a Lambda native language, but it is for IBM and DigitalOcean serverless offerings. There's nothing in our community about these serverless offerings. They have a common genesis, and the only place I have found in our community talking about this is my own, but unsponsored so far, PHP Serverless News Podcast Episode 6. I created this podcast show to purposely cover the wider PHP Serverless Vista. No one's covering it. This is the only podcast on planet Earth devoted to covering PHP Serverless. It does have three sub-segments, each about to have its own monthly episode within the podcast show. News of note to PHP developers, profiles of PHP serverless projects and platforms and industry trends. The show is still in its early days. I'm still figuring it out. But it seems to have made a good impression that I have bootstrapped this show on my own and have done episodes hinting of its potential. There are no reviews, no guides, no nothing for the non-big three purveyors of serverless platforms. Even for Azure and Google, there's practically nothing about them from our PHP community, and even for Lambda, definitely not all the bases are covered. I said to someone that as laughable as it probably seems to be looking at IBM's serverless platform, because IBM's not a salient top of mind serverless platform in our community, what about DigitalOcean Functions? They are equally uncovered in our community. IBA may not come up at our local meetups, but DigitalOcean does with regularity. My premise is generally accepted, but I still had to get into some details. It's ironic. The wider realm is not generally topical, so I had to get into it. It's kind of funny. Now, the idea of doing interview podcasts was taken as a good idea. I would not be surprised if there was doubt that I could pull it off, judging from initial facial gestures. I have done them in the past. I do not think that I am overstating things when I say that there is intense interest in my PHP runtimes for Lambda. What took me by surprise during my lightning talk, when I showed my proof of concept site, and I can't stress enough it's a proof of concept site, was the eye contact I was getting when I was being asked questions. I was being asked very pointed questions about what sets my stuff apart from Bref, why I'm not just contributing to Bref. And I know this was, people were intrigued. I don't know what the word is. When I told them that I did receive nominal open source credits from AWS for it. I want to state here, just to be emphatic about it again, I'm not competing with Bref. What I'm doing is not a replacement for Bref. Bref is outstanding. Use it. Enjoy it. Contribute to it. What I'm doing is completely different. This is a completely different point of view. With just one single FOSS project as our community's response to PHP not being Lambda native and the millions of dollars going we spend on Lambda, there's certainly plenty of room for a second FOSS project devoted to using PHP with Lambda. My impression of the reaction to my wanting a finite sponsorship, of designing my sponsorship to thwart what I call the dominant sponsor syndrome, if basically I have baggage from my own past experiences in the nonprofit world that manifests in how I'm going about sponsorship in a profound way. And the impression of the reaction that I'm getting seems overall positive. My joke that when there are five sponsors, three agreeing with each other is a conspiracy, but with 15 sponsors, eight sponsors agreeing with each other is a consensus, seemed to make the point. It wasn't thought of as a very funny joke. It seemed to state things pretty pointedly, I think. An observation of mine is that an overall theme of tech is investing, the startups, and funding. This is not any of that. And I want to reiterate that this is sponsorship. It's a small group of people in our community coming together to do a bunch of PHP serverless stuff that no one is doing that we want to do. There's no contracts, no promises. Officially, it's sponsorship. I'm not selling podcast advertising. I'm not doing my podcast in a way that will vault general listenership. I'm looking at building a niche listenership by way of mainly organic growth. I'm not promising click-throughs for my websites. On the other hand, it's a small family of sponsors coming together, and I'm very open and eager for my sponsors' feedback, opinions, and advice, which is why I'm very eager for Basecamp for this, and it's a very important aspect of my project. With a small sponsorship and being an umbrella sponsorship and being in multiple mediums, there's ample opportunity for my sponsors to be seen and heard as sponsors. That the number of sponsors is capped, that this opens up the opportunity for a sponsor to be active for a defined set of time, and then we invite a new sponsor to stand, to take their place, was received well. I think it was a pretty novel idea, but it was liked in general. My wanting to do local in-person workshops and presentations in conjunction with the local meetups where the goal, or one goal, is to publish a YouTube video was received well, and the idea of doing a symposium was received well. Now, there's a lot for potential sponsors to look at. And I know when I put my sponsorship page together, I thought, there's a lot here. But you know, it's better for me to list everything than not. Having more than less, I feel, is better for potential sponsors to base their due diligence on. And there's a lot of relevant stuff. But it's a bit of a barrier, too. People say, maybe I'll come back to it, or not to be too critical. My general impression is some homework that's not being done. And I am asking for a nice piece of change. So we should be looking at it. I also want to mention here, because I'm not sure I've ever mentioned this, although I think it's kind of obvious, I don't know, that this pursuing the sponsorship is a block for my general work, not just that I'm spending time on it where I could be doing something else, but just this overhang, I don't know, and always worrying about it and thinking about it, and is my approach okay, and how do I, you know, I'm not a marketing genius, how do I go about this? So I'm really looking forward to this moment when I don't have to worry about sponsorship and I can just dig into the stuff itself. I want to thank Toga Erkan. He was my first PHP serverless project sponsor. He's doing a special sponsorship to support the Basecamp subscription. And it's not easy being the first sponsor. It is not easy. I also want to thank Vetster.com for their general support of my project. And even though I wrote the notes here, I just want to keep it at that and talk about that at a later time. Frankly, when I first used the serverless framework, I was livid. It had nothing to do with the framework. It had everything to do with the infuriating obstacle course I was funneled into just to produce a plain basic working hello world PHP Lambda. Lambda was an absolute culture shock. I was not absorbing the idea of running PHP as a compute service. I was angry and perplexed, and I'm still perplexed why PHP was not a Lambda native language, and why there was no special instructions on the AWS document site about this. This serverless framework thing was foisted upon me for reasons that I had yet to understand. But there I was, trying to do one little simple hello world. There I was, having to go down yet another rabbit hole, now installing NPM. Bref did not provide a facility to get my one-liner PHP to Lambda. Bref depended on the serverless framework for that. The serverless framework did not accommodate PHP, so Bref provided a plugin for that. The serverless framework used CloudFormation. Oh, is that another rabbit hole? And an important one to dive into because it created a lot of stuff on AWS that itself maybe would involve extra fees, and if not deleted properly, left things dangling in the console. Just a lot of pieces to a puzzle. That was for someone just wanting to onboard to PHP Lambda was overly complicated. The serverless framework necessitated much of this complexity. But once I got that hello world working, got a lay of the land of CloudFormation, traced things through the AWS console, I got more familiar with the serverless framework. It is a free and open source framework licensed under the MIT license. Well, for the new version 4, things are changing. Organizations over 2 million in annual revenue have to pay for it. And regardless of whether you have to pay for it or not, you have to sign in. That is, there is an authentication process with Serverless Inc. just to use the software, even if you do not pay for it. Version 3 support ends at the end of this year. So if you use version 3 of the serverless framework, you will have to decide what you want to do. Since when I first used Bref, they have introduced alternatives to the serverless framework. Personally, in my opinion, Free and open source software should not require authentication just to use it, especially under the MIT license, which I understand is the most permissive OS license out there. Sounds like they have and are still undergoing reorganizing their source code. And with that, the licensing looks like it's going to reorg with it. Excuse me. It seems like the serverless framework is undergoing an evolution. It is changing. The focus is changing. Its reorganization is fundamental to this change. And this is how I see the serverless framework, that it is changing with the times. There is an impact here on my own PHP serverless project. I was going to do a plain vanilla PHP plugin for the serverless framework. I'm going to hold off on this and just wait and see how the serverless framework evolves. This year, I have been chronicling my journey into PHP app servers. Not having previous interest in training in servers, not having previous interest in low-level languages, led me unprepared to understand modern app servers. In last month's episode, I described hitting a wall, revisiting PHP FPM. Over the last month, I ended up sort of leaving PHP FPM for what is probably, in retrospect, a preordained discovery of the book Advanced Programming in the Unix Environment by Richard Stevens. This is the classic text. I was poking and prodding about Linux processes, and it's no surprise that I end up at this classic text. Chapter 7 is about process environment. Chapter 8 is about process control. Chapter 9 is about process relationships. Then there's signals, threads, thread control, daemon process. And chapter 16 is sockets. I wanted to get a deep understanding. Well, now I have some reading to do. How did I go from scratching my head yet again about PHP FPM to a classic Unix textbook? Concurrency. I'm trying very hard to see where my journey takes me. My preference always is to know where I'm going, which is why I'm so fond of generating working hypotheses. However, in this case, I need to expand my horizons and not make any assumptions. It's a big leap for me to embark on a journey like this because it's not my style. On the other hand, I have no choice. So what happens? I end up where I thought I would end up the whole time. Concurrency. Concurrency is a dominating issue for app servers, but at least I did not make any assumptions or working hypothesis about it. So that instead of pretending that I understood it and biasing my journey towards what would invariably be a wrong preconceived notion of what it is, I sort of found the issue. I always understood the issue, sort of. I interpret it as how to do a lot of stuff at the same time. That's not what I wrote down. The issue is not the issue. The issue is how to go about it. It's not needing to do a bunch of stuff at the same time. It's how to go about it. At least I verified to myself that concurrency is not a term that specifies a specific technology nor process, which makes me doubt that the term itself is used consistently, which makes me think that this is a verification of my general outlook on serverless, my first principles of serverless, which is a great title for an upcoming episode, includes that it's critical to understand your use case. There's no one single approach to achieving doing a lot of stuff at the same time. Are doing a lot of the same thing at the same time. Now this month, I'm going to go through the classic text and talk about what I have gleaned in my next episode. I saw an article about the potential ill effects venture funding can have on open source software projects. Now to me, the authors seem reticent to just come out and say what was on their mind. Most of the article was preparing for the big message. But when it came time to enunciate that big message, instead what was stated was a bland, general statement of caution. It gives me comfort seeing someone else wrestle with this kind of thing. to be careful about what one says in public on a public podcast. On the other hand, it's kind of frustrating to read. An experience I'm going to remember as I continue to publish this commentary podcast. Thank you for listening to this 24th episode of My Bob Bloom Show, Sponsorship Update, and Journeying into the Classics. My next podcast episode is scheduled for December 1st, 2024. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.